You know, John in 1 John 2, 23-27 talks about, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. There's a work going on inside you by the Holy Ghost, who is your greatest teacher. You see, he does what I can't do. I have the gift of teaching. That means by the power of God, I can bring information to you and teach you something. But there's something I can't do that only he can. Slip it from your head to your heart and make it a conviction. See, I can't give you convictions. Now, Paul spoke about walking in his grace. If you walk with me, you're going to do some of the things I do and automatically do it because I'm doing it. But until it becomes a conviction, when I'm not there, you'll do the opposite or you'll do something else. I had a rude awakening back in 1967, 1968. I had a dear friend, and I won't mention his name. Still pray for him to this day. And he was a missionary son and my best friend at the time in 1966, 67, 68. And we both went to go to Bible college to go to the ministry. And he had a staunch father, a very real man of God, who just died a few years ago, 98 years of age. And when we got to Bible school, he became another man. He had no convictions. We became virtually arch enemies by virtue of our commitment to the Word and went in opposite directions. And today he's a painter. And I'm in the ministry. He had no convictions. In the parable of the sower of the seed, the Word of God talks about people who hear the Word and let the devil steal it out of their hearts, or the affairs of life choke it out of their hearts. Or they just get messed up and mixed up. See, I, with my gift of teaching, cannot do what the Holy Ghost wants to do in your heart, but he needs your cooperation, because the Bible tells me that your heart is yours. You have the power to guard it or open it up. You have the power to turn it and believe in your heart. You also have the power to take everything the teacher brings to you, the human teacher, and keep it in your head, and it won't help you then. And I know many Christians have got a lot of stuff in their head, but there is an anointing to move in that only you have for you. You see, this is an interesting thing. You can hear the preached word from the pulpit for years, but in the final analysis, as you live out your life and face all you must face, you can only go as far as what you've allowed the Holy Spirit, who is the inner anointing, to teach you to walk in and no further. And I can come along and see you making the worst of mistakes, going in the most dreadful direction, coming to decisions that are going to kill you. And I can't do a thing about it, because there's a faith that you have to exercise to move in the anointing that is yours and yours alone, that you got by the Holy Spirit of God, taking the preached word and convincing your heart and turning it into a conviction. None of us are here right now out of convenience. None of us can possibly be motivated by anything but feelings that are frazzled. I am here before you this morning based on inner anointing and nothing else. I cannot deny what God has taught me in my heart. Now, I can turn it off. And if ever you see me down, it'll be because I did turn it off. But Paul kept the faith.